奉主耶稣基督圣名，大家平安。
Hello, in the name of Jesus Christ, peace to everyone.
那感谢主，我们有这个机会在一起来学习。
We thank God for His grace that we have the opportunity to gather here to learn.
那我今天早上想跟大家一起来学习的，就是我要集中在启示录第二十章。
Yeah, this morning I'd like to share with you the topic I'd like to share with you is from Revelation chapter 20.
那就是。从第一节到第十节，或是如果再有时间，就到第十五节，就是我们今天早上来看这十五节的经文。
So we like to focus on the scriptures from verse 1 to verse 15.
那当然，以这个十五节经文为基础，那我会讲一个就是前言哈，就是讲启示录的整个大概，然后我们的结论就是十一节到第十五节。
Yeah, with the verses as these 15 verses as the foundation, I would like to first introduce you the outline for the book of Revelation, and the theme would be from verse 11 to 15.
那在我们在一起查考当中，如果有你感觉不太妥当的，我们随时哈可以讨论。
And within our study, if you feel that any part is not very appropriate, feel free to raise your questions.
因为那我们就开始了哈。那我们晓得启示录，如果你从第一章念，我们就晓得启示录其实就是写给末世选民的一个生活的指南书。
And if you read from the beginning of the book of Revelation, you realize that this is a book. We can say it's like a life guidance, guide for the chosen people in the end time.
那昨天我们在 Bond Park 也有讲了三个小时，快四个小时，
yeah.
就是以这个为主题哈。所以昨天有在的人，我们就晓得启示录的目的是要来让人来遵行。
And just yesterday at Bowen Park Church, I've shared with you about 3 hours that the sole purpose for the Book of Revelation is for us to obey.
遵行，来，我们念第一章三节。
Let's read verse 3. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take it to heart what is written, because time is near.
那我们再看第二十二章。
Let's also turn to chapter 22.
第七节。
Verse 7. Verse 7, Behold, I'm coming soon. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy in this book.
所以这个是要让你 keep, 让你来遵行的。
So this book is for us to keep the words.
所以启示录是，既然是遵行，那就是属于基督徒的那个，要遵行一定是道德生活的。
Yeah, so since the book of Revelation serves as something for us to keep, it contains many moral teachings for us.
所以这几年来，若讲启示录，我一定第一个，如果再讲那个第一个主题，就是这是一本末世的生活指南。既然生活指南的话，就要讲出你到底怎么去做。
So in the past years, whenever I study and speak of the book of Revelation, since it serves as a book which teaches us, so I believe this serves as a, we can say a life application guide for, to teach us as how to act.
那昨天我们晚上又在 Bond Park, 我说把它简短了，就是我希望我讲完之后不要有发生那个什么末世病。在美国我是很少讲在别的地方，因为我这几年来发现我们教会现在有末世病就是了。
And my hope is that after I share with you this topic today, you will not have a fear for the end time.
也就是说，你可能听末世的道理听没有听好，或是讲到的没有讲好，那产生一个副作用。
And that is, if you do not fully understand the book of Revelation or you don't read it well, that you might have instead a negative impact.
那这外教会是很普遍的，末世病到处都有啊。
And we know in the other denominations, this, what we say this,
病啊 disease.
Oh, this end time disease is very common.
我的 illness 还是什么？像现在在德州还有那个大拉斯附近也有那个什么肺蝶会啊。
So we know.
美国有自杀的，澳洲有自杀的，乌干达整个自杀的，这都是末世病啊。
So we can see whether in Texas, Dallas, or in other parts of the country, they have different kind of organizations where they will commit group suicide to prepare for the end time.
长老会整个教会移民到那个小岛，那什么班啊，都什么贝里斯啊。
Or we, so we have seen how a Presbyterian church.The whole congregation they moved to a small island, Belize, because of the fear of the end time.
那我们教会还感谢神保守很少，只是个别的。
So we still thank God for keeping us that within our church, we only see individuals who are stricken with this.
那我昨天在讲的时候，有一个妈妈，她忽然说：“对呀，她好几年前她不让孩子来聚会。”
Yeah, yesterday.
她才讲出来。
Yeah, yesterday when I was sharing a topic, there was a mother who told me finally that for many years that she did not allow her child to come to church.
哦，孩子要考试啊，你去聚会，因为那个什么，他不读书哎，他说末世来了，不读书。
And because she said her son would not study because her son claims that the end time is almost here, so he refuses to study.
那我昨天不完全不知道他有这样子，那我是因为我走过来这条路，遇到很多的。真的例子在教会里面青年人贷款我说你为什么买这么多东西他说主耶稣要来了不用还、哦、快晕倒是事实啊我叫人赶快卖掉因为他对我的理解他赚钱应该赚不多但是那个 warehouse 的那个管理员仓库我想说仓库管理员那么好赚啊他说没有了都贷款的嚯、哦、实在是输他
So in my past years of ministry, I've truly witnessed many examples with my own eyes within our church. For some youth, they would take up a large sum of loan, and I would ask them why, and they say that the end time is coming, so they can take up this large amount, and they would never have to pay back.
Okay. 啊，读书的不读书，他剩下一年大学毕业，不要读了。耶稣来了，这些都混土。
So for those who are in. There are also those in college, the last year in college, and for the last year, they would not study, and they would claim that Lord Jesus is coming, so everything would going as into rubbish, so everything is useless.
你是乞丐，你没有权利说钱没有用。
And today, if you're a beggar, you have no right to say that money is worthless.
你不是保罗，你没有资格说世上是。混土，因为你根本没有啊。
And you're not Paul, so you don't even have the right to claim that everything in this world is considered rubbish.
保罗是他已经走过了，他回来一看，这些跟基督比较起来，哎，是这样啊。你根本什么都没有，你。
And Paul can
是错误的。
Paul can claim in such a way because he has gone through the path and now looking back in comparison to Christ, everything is considered rubbish. But today, if you have nothing to compare with, so you have no right to do that.
我是怕讲完之后，讲末世的道理，就是让你灵修自己，能够警醒，而不是说工作不要做了，读书也不要读了，甚至真的我听了很痛心，就是了，也不嫁。不嫁是你有个人的关系是没有关系的，你有个人为了服事为了什么这个都没有关系。但是你不要说因为耶稣要来不嫁，到最后，人家你的妹妹已经当祖母了，你还说我讲完有一次讲完那个婚恋道理，他说传道我很想嫁人，我说你为什么以前不嫁？他说因为耶稣要来，传道说耶稣要来，我听了说快哭出来，怎么会听到这样子？
So I hope after listening,
这是我们传道的错、啊、
yeah, studying the book of Revelation, you don't have this fear because this book only serves as a warning for us to learn in the end time. But for some, they either, after listening to the sermon, they stop working or studying, and for some, they even stop marrying. And I've heard of a sister who a long time ago heard of a sermon and was afraid to get married until her sister is even a grandmother.
那这都是补不过来的
and,
没有办法去补偿的
and all of this if you miss it you cannot make it up
但感谢神我们教会是神带领啊，没有 就是个别的，就是个别很多国家不都有这样的现象。
But we thank God that for His keeping and guidance within our church, we only see such phenomenon in individuals and not the whole church.
那这些是不能说受害，就是可能没听懂的，那个或是我们没讲好的，这个以后就要注意。
And we cannot say they're victims, but perhaps we did not make it clear enough, so we have to pay more attention in the future.
我遇到一个青年呢，哈。他说：“我爸爸不让我们读书，他把财产卖了，然后换成美金。后来美金贬值了，我们现在穷得半死。他们以前很有钱的，就是因为耶稣要来了。”
So I've also heard of a testimony.
这事实啊，我听了也是很快要哭出来。
I've heard of a truth that a youth once told me that his father, that his father did not allow them to study. He sold out all his possessions and converted into U.S. dollars until the money market fell and they became really poor.
说这是混土啊，现在呢？他说我爸爸死了，我一想到爸爸就痛心。
So he also claimed that his father used to say, "Oh, everything is rubbish." Until now, that his father has passed away, every time he thought about his father, his heart pains.
耶稣来的日子是照常的娶嫁吃喝。
And we know until the day that the Lord comes, we still have to eat, drink, and marry.
梨子树种下去，我听人家讲了，五年才会生。
And I've heard people say once you plant a pear tree.
我说从最小的了，不是买来就会生的那种。
And if you grow it from small, then it will take about 5 years for it to bear fruits.
万一这不可能的，你知道耶稣明天要来。
And if, well, it is impossible, but if you know that Lord Jesus Christ will come tomorrow.
你这颗梨子的种子要种下去，也要种下去。
And if you're thinking about planting the seed, you still have to plant it.
你该还人家十块钱的，你今天你要还，你不要说我拖到明天耶稣来了就不用还，也不可以。该还就还。
If you have to pay another person back $10, don't think that Lord Jesus will come tomorrow, and you do not need to pay it back. You still need to.
那启示录是你的生活指南书，不要忘记啊。
And don't forget the book of Revelation serves as a guidance to our life.
所以你看，从头到尾就是叫你遵守的。
So from the beginning till the end, it teaches us to keep the words.
那昨天我们在帮 Park 讲了，就是末世的七福，其实就是让你来做的。
Yeah, yesterday at Bowman Park Church, I've shared with you the seven blessings, in the book of Revelation, which is for us to follow.
那今天早上我们要以二十章来看看整个的，因为这启示录就是真耶稣教会历史书。
And we know that the book of Revelation serves as a historical book to the true Jesus Church.
那在用很简短的二十章是一个做一个总结的启示录，那我们来看一下。
So with chapter 20 as a very brief summary to the whole book, we'd like to take a look at it.
那我们就从昨天的那个讲的，我们先继续来讲。
So we'd like to continue on where we left off yesterday.
我们看启示录第一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 1.
第十九节。
Verse 11.Verse 11. Write therefore what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later.
我们看到这里呢，它是如果用这一节来把启示录来做一个整理性的，或是可能你也结构性的，但是这个你不晓得，就是说整个这个启示录用这一节来把它分大纲呢，就是它一般。就是所讲的结构，整个的神是有组织、有次序的神，神不会乱七八糟。那他这个整个启示录也有他内在的一个结构，或是我们一般所讲叫大纲了、啊，大纲比较容易理解了、啊。其实大纲是怎么来的？分析它的结构，这个房子有结构啊，好。
So we know the God is a God of order and structure. So also within the Book of Revelation.There is also a structure. So how we can use this verse 19 to outline the whole book of Revelation.
And, 你再念一次哦。
And verse 19, write, therefore, what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later.
你所看到的，那这里可以三分， 再念一次哦。
So write, therefore, what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later.
有人这样是说，看见的、现在的、以后要发生的。
And we can see,
那就是三分。
So the three different points, what you have seen, what is now, and what will happen later.
但是这样的话，这是你看到的东西的话，就是讲物物的，那就是你看到的啊。现在的未来讲时间的，现在要发生，以后发生。所以有人就用这样看见的，然后呢，现在的，以后发生的，那就二分。
So when we say what we see, it's the material things we see, but for what's happening now and later, those refers to a time. So we can narrow it down to only 2 points.
好，那就是现在的事，未来的事。
So that is for the things happening now and to take place in the future.
但是无论怎么样哈，如果三分的话，就是第一章。第二三章，第四章到二十二章，三分。
If you want to divide it into 3 points, we can see chapter one, the different division to the chapters of the book of Revelation.
二分就是现在的事，一到三章，四到二十二章。
And if you are to divide it into 2 segments, those are the chapters which will be divided into.
但如果再讲更多的话，那就是不同的那个末世观的区别。
And if you are to deal more into it, there will be different concepts or theories to the Book of Revelation.
但是我们不管他们了哈，这个可能另外一个就是神学院还是什么研究所的在讲的。那我们接下来现在就我们看第四节，第四章。
So now let's turn to chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.Verse 1, after this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me, like a trumpet said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this.
Okay, 所以第四章的第一节、第二节就告诉我们，以下是以后要发生的事情。
So you can see from chapter 4, verse 1 and 2 tells us what are the things to take place after this.
哦，第四章以后是以后要发生的事。
So from chapter 4 and onward are the things to take place in the future.
在时间里面，这是主耶稣的十字架。
So in the timeline, in the beginning is the cross of Lord Jesus Christ.
在时间上来讲的话，讲这句话的时候是主后九十，有人讲九十年了，没有关系，到九十六年，一般是讲九十六年了哈。
In terms of the timeline, some say that this phrase was spoken around 90 to 96 AD.
所以第四章之后是以后要发生，说是九十六年之后要发生的事，对不对？
From chapter 4 onward, when we say things to happen in the future, is to start to happen after 90 to 96 AD.
好，那现在的事就是他在讲的时候的这里的事，对不对？
For the things happening now are the things happening in around 90 to 96 AD.
如果你把它三分的话，就是看见的啊，现在的，将来的。
If you are to divide it into 3 segments, it would be those that you see and the things happening now and things happening in the future.
那我们不管这些了，反正我们从第四章，我们现在要讲二十章嘛，所以。要确定说二十章是在以后要发生的事情这个范围里面。
And since we're starting chapter 20 today, so we have to make sure that the things we spoke of take place from 96 AD and onward.
我们看一章的第九节。
And let us read chapter 1, verse 9. Verse 9, I, John, your brother and a companion in suffering,and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
第十节。
Verse 10, on the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet.
四章一节一样哈。
And likewise with chapter 4, verse 1.
那个以利沙长老是二分的。
And for Elder Elisha, he spoke of the... He used the two section to study.
那我后来，我们后来可以看到，其实二分是对的。
And in the end, we realized that dividing into two segment is the correct.
一章十节，你看意象的时候，这个人是在什么样的状态？他的 status 是怎么样
？So when you read chapter 1 verse 10, you must examine what kind of under what kind of status was this person in.
他在哪里
？Where he was.
In the spirit,
and we know that he was in the spirit.
他在灵里。好，第二次是在四章一节。
And the second time was in chapter 4, verse 1.
也是怎么样 ？In the spirit, 对不对？有没有？
没有。
没有，是二节。
And in chapter 2,
一节没有，就二节了。
Chapter 2 says, "I was in the spirit."
I was in the spirit. 所以这两次的 in the spirit, 哈，就是两次的。意象
So within these two verses, in the spirit refers to two visions.
那一章那个一章的十节其实就是讲的一节到一章到三章的事情。
And in fact, in chapter 1 verse 10 speaks of the incidents taking place from chapter 1 to chapter 3.
就是现在的事。
And those are the things happening now.
那现在的事是。在当时实在发生的事，就是七个教会嘛，在当时实在的。
And for the things happening now, were the ongoing events happening within the seven churches.
那以后要发生的事，就是已经是九六年之后，但是什么时候发生，他没讲嘛。
And for all the things to happen in the future are the things that will take place after 96 AD, but he did not say what will happen.
那在启示录里面有四次。In the spirit, 就是四个大意象。
And within the book of Revelation, there are records four where it mentions in the spirit, where it is the four major visions.
但是这四次的 in the spirit 其实是分两组。
But these four different occurrences of in the spirit can divide it into two groups.
我是现在是把那个做一个大概的一个。你有一个那个什么 panorama， 有一个 bird view 啦，这样子啊，等一下再到里面去啊，看完之后我们再出来看看。
So what I'm sharing you with you now is a merely a bird view, a panorama of the whole book of Revelation.
那我们看第十七章。
Let's turn to chapter 17.
第三节
Verse 3 Then the angel carried me away in the spirit into
the spirit.
a desert.
他是被 carry in the spirit.
So he was carried away in the spirit.
好，所以是十七章第三节，对不对
？So that was in chapter 17, verse 3.
但是这个跟刚刚的是不太一样的。
So, but however, this in the spirit is a little bit different from the previous.
这两个是他自己，我成为我在灵里面。
So the previous two, we can say that he himself was in the spirit.
那现在这十七章还有接下来我们看二十一章。
And let's also turn to chapter 21.
第十节。
And verse 10.And he carried me away in the spirit.
所以刚刚十七章跟二十一章这第十节这是一样的句子的结构是同样的情况。
In chapter 17 and 21, the sentence structure is the same.
二十一章
第十节。
第十节。所以这是一对。
So these two can be paired up into one.
所以这两个是讲。一个现在的以后发生的。
So the first two speaks of what is happening now and what will happen in the future.
这个你看到的是讲大英户，接下来讲大巴比伦，这个讲世界的国。
For the later two, you will realize it speaks of the adulterous woman in the end time and the sinful city.
这个呢, 是讲 那个神的国。
And the last one speaks of the kingdom of God.
两个大意象。
So these are the two great visions.
那我们的20章刚好借这两个当中, 这是做一个 summary。
So we can say chapter 20 is within these two chapters, so we can make it into a summary.
所以20章是在这两个当中的一个 20章做一个总结的一个 summary.
So that's why we say chapter 20 can serve as a summary in between those two.
好，所以这是整个启示录的很大的一个架构。
So this is one of the great structure of the Book of Revelation.
所以启示录从它的内在来讲是一本道德末世。
So from within, we can say the Book of Revelation serves as a moral and life application guide to our lives in the end time.
内容是什么呢?
And what are the contents?
就昨天我们讲第二节哈。
And it's as if we have shared in verse 2.
一章二节啊。
And chapter 1, verse 2.
这是最主要内容的，就是约翰边疆，就是他所看见的，所写出来，只有两件事，一个是。 神的道，第二个是耶稣基督的见证。
And this is the key content which John will testify to everything he saw. And the first is the word of God. The second is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
所以不要忘记哦，启示录的内容，你把它一大锅东西把它把它煮把它正化，最后得到的那个结晶就是这两个东西：神的道、耶稣基督的见证。
And do not forget, once you summarize everything in the Book of Revelation, what you get is the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
好，大架构呢，分成现在的事跟以后发生的事。
And as for the entire structure, you can divide it to the things happening now and things to take place in the future.
在以后要发生的事，你会看到两个国度的对立。
And for the things to happen in the future, you will see a conflict between the two kingdoms.
好。 这就是大类是这样的。So
this is the brief outline.
那继续，以后发生的事情什么时候发生
？So to continue, what are the things that will happen in the future, and when will they take place？
主后90年，其实那些使徒除了约翰之外，我们知道的全都过去了。
And in fact, around 90 AD, apart from John, most of the apostles we know have already passed on.
保罗、彼得他们在那个。 罗马大火之后，已经那个尼禄皇帝把那个罗马城烧了嘛？啊，这个历史我是不太应该，你只是更懂，如果记错了。So
if I remember correctly, Emperor Nero he burned down the whole city.
哦，他是要，其实他是要建设，啊，因为人家。 少了，啊，他人家反对啊，他就把这个货嫁给基督徒。So
in fact, he wanted to rebuild the city.
事实还不事实我不知道，但是教会历史是这样写。So
I'm not sure whether it's a truth or not, but he blamed it on the Christians.
那在这之后，我们都很知道了，保罗跟彼得怎么样被杀，这是那个，就是所谓那个，比如说，哎，彼。 英文我是发的不太好，因为我是念德文哈，德文是那个皮可能不发音呢、啊，修的哦。哎呀，我看我们不要讲这些，不然浪费时间。好，那所以呢，使徒时代过去了。
So we know the time of the apostles have passed.
那我们看《使徒行传》也是真的，使徒时代过去了。
If you read the book of Acts, you also notice that the time of the apostles also passed.
《使徒行传》的最后，保罗所讲的最后一句话，其实就来已经是不只是下判语，并且是已经是预言。
那个似乎是在过去。
And the last phrase said by Paul in the book of Acts and also serve to tell us that the time of the apostles have indeed passed.
这昨天我们在 Bowen Park 也有特别讲这一节。
And I have shared with you especially yesterday at Bowen Park Church of this verse.
这是《使徒行传》二十八章二十八节。
And this is in Acts chapter 28, verse 28.
这很重要的一节。
And this is a very crucial verse.
那一节在文法上面是很奇怪的。
And this verse might be very strange in its grammatical terms.
一节里面有两个时态。
And that within this verse there are two.
两个 tense.
Yeah, there are two tenses.
好，那在如果在叙述一件事情，这是不通的。
So if you're trying to describe a matter, this is something that it will not work.
他说这个福音啊、哦、已经是送到外邦人那里去了。
It says this gospel salvation has been sent to the Gentiles.
但是他们将会听。
It says and they will listen.
这个是再讲一个事件，这不通了。
If you're speaking of describing an event, this is something that will not work.
尤其以使徒时代来讲的话，
yeah, especially speaking of the apostolic times.
使徒时代当时外邦人已经信了。
And because back in the apostolic times, the Gentiles have already come to believe.
你怎么说他们将来是将来是啊才会听？
So how can you say that the salvation or gospel, or they will listen to the gospel?
他先用完成式，用未来式。
So they first. Use the past tense, then the future tense.
当然了，如果你把整个的那个《使徒行传》做一个整理的话
，However, if you organize or categorize the Book of Acts,
你就晓得以犹太人为主体的宣道时代过去了。
But you realize that the theme of having preaching the gospel to the Jews that era has passed.
并且保罗也下最后的判语啊，用那个以赛亚书那边说不会再听了，他们已经心门有了，到此结束，关门了。
Paul has also made the last conclusion that they will no longer listen, for they have already closed their hearts.
那些所等的是以外邦人为主体的教会会起来。
And now what awaits is this church, which would be filled with Gentiles, will arise.
啊，然后接下来就是启示录了。
And following this will be the Book of Revelation.
因为启示录是以后要发生的事情。
Because the Book of Revelation are things to happen in the future.
哦，好，所以我们来看二十章。
So let's turn back to Revelation chapter 20.
到这里，这是一个基础。然后，如果有什么，你有什么？我们要互相讨论的，可以随时哈，可以，因为这是一个讲习会，一个seminar哈，可以讨论的。
So until this point, I've shared with you the basics, and since this is a seminar, so it's free to for discussion.
一般是这样子，如果是崇拜聚会都要讲，除非是不小心了，不然对我来讲要讲百分之百的真理，不是百分之百的，就是讲圣经的造就的。就不用想说这样或那样，但是那么圣明的话，大家坐着嘛，我也站在下面，但是集思广益，有时候啊、哦，我们会一起成长啊。
And for me personally, if it was a worship, we have to speak the 100% truth. But today it is a seminar, as we are more relaxed, so we can engage in a discussion.
对，很好 ，relax 一下。虽然我吓得手发冷汗，真的手冷，不晓得为什么。好，那我们来看二十章第一节。
Let's read chapter 20, verse 1.
我又看见一位天使从天降下。
And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven.
在启示录里面，天使哈。这天使这个字，因为中文你一看到天使，英文你一看到 angel， 你就想到有翅膀会飞的那个灵界的存在。
So in the book of Revelation, whenever you read upon this word angel, whether in Chinese or English, you automatically imagine this angel with wings flying in the heaven.
这是对的。
And that is correct.
但是不是全部。
But that does not reply to all of the angels.
因为圣经里面这个字的话，它包含很多。
And because within the Bible, this word angel, actually includes many different types.
你所想的差不多这样子。
And what we think of or what we imagine is merely a small part.
在旧约神显现在人间，像那个去亚伯拉罕家吃牛排，不对，吃，他没有说牛排，那个牛肚大餐的，对不对？那个有没有？其中也是说天使其中之一是神。
And we know in the Old Testament when Lord Jesus manifested Himself as a guest who visited Abraham, amongst one of the guests that was Lord, God Himself.
在旧约里面呢，但是有时候中文它不会翻成天使，其实原来的字是无论希伯来希腊是一样的字。
Many times in a Chinese translation, it will not use the word angel, but the original text, in fact, means angel.
在中文里面，有时候翻天使，有时候翻使者，其实都是一样的字的。
Yeah, sometimes in Chinese translation, they use the word angel or messenger, and in fact, they are all the same meaning or same root.
那，在，好了，只是这样说而已了哈。那有时候这个天使，同样一个字哦，也是人呢、啊。
And there are also times when this angel can be used or referred to a human being.
好，被差的，所以啊，这是灵界的受造。
Or for a man who was sent or a spiritual being being created.
所以你把它翻成英文翻成 angel 的话，那就是其实同样一个字啊，它翻成 angel， 你就想那个会飞的。有时候他把它翻成 messenger， 你就说这个是一个人啊，其实在原文都是一样的。
So many times when we interpret it into angel, we think of something that flies, but when we use the word messenger, we think of a man, but in fact, the original text is the same meaning.
那我只是在讲说，这个天使，等一下我们会看这天使到底是谁。
I'm trying to say that we will examine more as to who this angel is.
他从天降下。
And this angel comes down from heaven.
他手里拿着无底坑的钥匙。
Having the key to the abyss in his hand.
嗯，不，没有没有，第一节而已啊。他有什么、key,
having
对对
the key to the abyss
to the
abyss
abyss、哦、它是一个 bottomless pit
or bottomless pit
你那是无
底坑
哦阿比斯对对对我因为我都是读阿比斯我英文错了你是对的是啊对对对对阿比斯对阿比斯是对的好那中文是把它翻成什么样？无底坑。
And Chinese translates it into a bottomless pit.
这都是形容的啦。
So all these are descriptions.
如果是真的有一个无底坑的话，到现在还没有落到底啊， so、还一直落吧。
So in fact, if there's truly a bottomless pit that exists, it's a still ongoing pit.
好，他是拿着钥匙。
And there he holds a key.
好，那我们来看第一章。
So let's also turn to chapter one.
第一章第十八节。
Chapter one, verse 18.
啊，请。
Verse 18, I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades.
好，其实无论是阴间、地狱，或是那个什么无底坑阿比斯这些谁来掌控
So whether it is the Hades or Hell or the Abyss who is the one to have control over it
那个我们看第一章这里就晓得是在耶稣的手中
So from chapter 1 this verse we know that it is under the control of Lord Jesus
那个我们知道神使人生也使人死生死全在神的手中
You know God allows one to live and allows one to die so the the authority of life and death is in the hands of the Lord.
所以如果这样子的话，这位天使虽然是说天使啊，应该是就是主耶稣。
So even in chapter 20 verse 1 says an angel, but we can say that this angel refers to Lord Jesus Christ.
那当然，这里所用的都是形象的语言，就是 figurative speaking 的那 figurative speech.
And what they use here are all figurative speeches.
啊，那所以无底坑啊，钥匙不是说一串钥匙，那是。所以钥匙就是主掌控的权。
So when it says the abyss or the key, it is not an actual key, but the key refers to the authority of Christ or God to control over it.
好，那第接下来说还有一条大链子。
And there here it says holding his hand a great chain.
当然大链就是说捆绑的。
And this chain is to bound.
好，那第三第二节。
And verse two, he seized the dragon, an ancient serpent, who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years.
好，他就把这个龙呢，把它，那这个龙它其他又那个。跟他那个什么同位于啊 ，opposition， 啊、哦，对等的这个东西。
So he is a dragon which is in opposition with him.
就是那龙就是呢古蛇。
And that dragon is the ancient serpent.
那也叫做魔鬼。
Who is also called Satan.
也叫做撒旦。
Also the devil.
好，那所以以后看到。看到龙、古蛇、魔鬼、撒旦都是同一个东西。
So whenever you read upon dragon, serpent, devil, or Satan, they'll refer to one same thing.
好，那昨天我们在 Bowen Park 有讲到末世的三个嘴巴。
Yesterday at Bowen Park Church, I will share with you the three different mouths in the end time.
照圣经念说末世三口了，但是我有一次我写末世三口，那个后面就跟我翻译说。那个 three persons in the end time， 所以我以后就讲嘴巴其实是口是嘴。
So in fact，
但是中文的口有时候是挪亚一家八口，所以好，对不起。那这是记载在十六章了哈，
yeah, this
第十三节。
Recorded in chapter 16, verse 13。
就是末世的三个口。
And there are the three mouths in the end time.
就是龙口、兽口、假先知的口。
And that is the mouth of the false prophet, the beast, and the dragon.
啊，那这个就是第一个口的那个龙口。
And this is the mouth of the first.
龙口的这个龙。
And that is the dragon, the mouth of the dragon.
有一次有一个人说，这个龙口跟粉丝有没有关系啊？那我听了很难过，因为那个。表示说我讲了半天他没有听清楚因为你听不懂好没有关系一点关系都没有好所以绑因为我们刚已经讲过了
So I shared with you previously
四章一节之后是以后要发生的事。
From chapter four, verse one onward are the things to happen in the future.
所以二十章也在这个之内。
So chapter 20 is also amongst the things to take place.
那什么时候这个龙被绑
？So when exactly was the dragon being bounded?
应该在这个之后。
We can say it takes place after 90 AD.、哦、
在九十六之后。
And it happens after 96 AD.
好，那所谓被绑就是被限制、被控制。
So when we say that it's being bounded or chained, it means it's being controlled or restricted.
第三节。
In verse 3, he threw him into the abyss and locked and sealed it over him to keep him from deceiving the nations anymore until the 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be set free for a short time.
好。把它放到无底坑，把它关起来，把它封起来。
He was thrown into the abyss and locked and sealed up.
这三重的，哦、那个保证或三重的禁，把它监禁。
So we can say there are three levels of security imprisonment.
好，也就是说，这是确切的把它那个什么丢进去了，封起来了。关起来了。
So we can say he was surely threw in into the abyss, locked up and sealed up.
这么牢靠的这样的处理，目的是什么
？So what is the purpose to have such a tight, security or restriction over him?
在这节你可以看出来的，就一个目的。
So you can see
这里有提到的了哈。
You can tell from this one verse that there is a sole purpose.
什么目的
？And what is that purpose?
第三节哈，这里你念到，把它这样子是怎么样呢？使他不得再迷惑列国。
So again, in verse 3 it says to keep him from deceiving the nations anymore.、
所以这个字迷惑列国，不
不得在，就是表示他以前有迷惑，或是正在迷惑，但是把绑起来，不得迷惑列国。
So by the term deceiving the nations anymore, we can tell that he used to or he once deceived the nations, but now he can no longer deceive the nations anymore.
如果从这里开始了哈。
But so if it started from this point.
把它放到那个 abyss.
And he was placed or threw down into the abyss.
那又是封，又是锁，又是链，哈。
And he was chained and locked and sealed up.
目的是不得再迷惑列国。
And the purpose is to keep him from deceiving the nations anymore.
不得再迷我们从经文里面可以得到信息这样子。
So this is the message we can obtain within the scriptures.
英文是不是这样子 deceive?不再 deceive.
So he will no longer deceive the nations.
主耶稣在那个马太福音二十四章讲的，其实末世一个很重要的字，在耶稣在讲一直出现的就是 deceive.
So one of the repeating words of what Lord Jesus spoke of in Matthew chapter 24 is the word deceive.
那我们也要注意的就是。这个 deceive 有时候我们自己 deceive 自己啊。
Yeah, but what we must be aware of most of the time, many times we actually deceive ourselves.
我们看那个马太福音二十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24, verse 4.
耶稣一开始讲末世的时候，开始讲的就是这个。
When Jesus Christ first speak of the signs of the end age, this is what he spoke of.
他们问说，第三节哈，说那个是什么时候啦？有什么异兆啦
？So in verse 3 they ask, when will this happen, and what will be the signs of your coming?
第四节。
In verse 4
耶稣直截了当的就第一个就讲说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
And very clearly, Lord Jesus said in verse 4 that watch out that no one deceives you.
那第五节。
In verse 5
最重要是，冒基督之名，并且要迷惑许多人。
That many will come in my name, and they will deceive many.
然后呢，第十一节。
Verse 11.
好些假先知起来，迷惑多人。
Many false prophets will appear and deceive many people.
二十四节。
24.
假基督、假先知起来，大显神迹，大显神迹大奇事，倘若人行，连先民也都迷惑了。
And the false Christ, false prophets will appear to perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect.
所以最后第四十二节。
So lastly, in verse 22,
要警醒。
Must keep watch.
四十四节。
Verse 44,
要预备。
Must you prepare yourself?
警醒预备就是最后我们要做的。
So what we must do in the end time is to be watchful and be ready.
预备什么？
And what must you be ready for? You be ready to rebuild.
不是预备建筑，建神啊。
Be ready to see the Lord.
那最主要是灵修的问题。
And what is most important is our spiritual cultivation.
那再讲哦，灵修跟你的生活是一体的。
And we know that spiritual cultivation is one with your life.
你灵修好，生活会好。
When you have a good spiritual cultivation, you will have a good life.
不可能这个人灵修好，生活一塌糊涂，这里也吵，那里也闹，这里也看不顺眼，那里也感觉你最好。这不太可能。
It is almost impossible for you to claim to have a good spiritual cultivation, yet with a very messy life.
你灵修好。
When you have a good cultivation,
你不可能回到家要忍受太太，忍受儿子，忍受隔壁。你都是一直在忍，这不太可能的。
And it is almost impossible for you to go home and claim that you have to bear with your children, your wife, or your neighbors, or to bear with everything around you.
你一出到街上忍受这个，忍受那个，到教会来忍受弟兄，忍受姐妹，你都是在忍受。
And once you go out to the street, you have to bear with everything you see. And when you come to church, you have to bear with your brother, sister, and all those around you.
但忍受的另外一面就是吵。
And we know the other side to bearing is to have arguments.
应该不是这样子的。
And we can say this should not be the way.
应该如果你有和平的种子，应该活得很，你这边也，
跟神也和平，你跟人也和平。
So if you truly have the seeds of peace within you, you should be able to live harmoniously both with God and with men.
有时候自己会被自己迷惑。
But many times we know we may even deceive ourselves or be deceived by ourselves. I suddenly thought of this.
我还没结婚之前，以为我很懂得婚姻的道理。
And before I was married, I thought I was very knowledgeable in these truths pertaining to marriage.
结婚之后，我开始我是认为说。我很懂。
Even after I was married, I still thought I was very knowledgeable in this area.
忽然，差不多十年，还不到十年，差八七八年的时候，我还是一直以为很懂啊。
So even 7 to 10 years into the marriage, I still thought that I was very knowledgeable or I knew a lot about marriage.
我也煮饭，也洗碗，也。西地也太太要什么就要给他，他讲什么都，但是到最后他说，嘿，不是这样子。
So within all those years, I have cooked, I have vacuumed, I washed dishes, and did everything my wife wanted me to do. But after those years, one day my wife told me, this is not it.
那我现在回到最原点，我再学习。所以我现在遇到太太说，我正在学习做一个好先生。
So now I've turned back to the very beginning.
那我也曾经自己被自己迷惑啊。
And there's even once or before that I was deceived by myself.
因为你已经自己认为哈，你已经付出很多了。
Yeah, because you thought to yourself that you have already sacrificed much.
那一般是很好啊，都很好。
In ordinary speaking, everything as well.
有时候遇到事情说，嘿，你怎么做这样子？我已经。这么好了，你怎么做这样？
But whenever we encounter a situation, we might say to the other, "Why is it that you have done this? That I've already done well, so why do you do this?"
那时候你头脑就怎么样 ？Deceived.
So that is the time when you're you deceive yourself.
那很妙的哦。那时候 deceive 你也知道自己不对哦，但是你就下不来。
But what is amazing is that.At that very moment, you know that you're aware of the fact that you deceive yourself, but you just cannot take a step back.
刚开始我太太说祷告。
So in the very beginning, my wife would say, "We must pray."
那时候我是说这个还没有当传道，当传道就之后就不会了。刚开始有祷告。
So that is before I became a pastor, and before that, we did pray together.
要祷告就好了。
So after every time after we pray, everything will go back to good normal.
经过几次之后，她说祷告。
So after a few times, whenever she says pray,
我门关着，我不祷告，因为我自己想我祷告会好，我一祷告会好就放你一马，我才不要嘞。
So I would from that,
我是真的，怎么会这样的想法
？So from that time onward,
真的嘞
I would just close the door, lock myself in, and refuse to pray because to me, I always know that after I pray, everything will go back to normal, and if that's if everything that is the case, then I don't want that to happen.
因为你想说我很好啊。
Because I thought to myself, I'm very good.
对我这样没有理啊。
So how can you treat me this way? It's very unreasonable.
让你受点苦。
So,
有够坏。
I wanted to let my wife suffer a little.
但那个时候就自己出不来。
But that's also the time when I could not come out of myself.
但现在不敢了。那当传道之后就不敢，那时候还没当传道。
But now after I became a pastor, I do not dare to do those things anymore.
但是我太太最后一招叫哭嘛。
So the last tactic my wife uses is always to cry.
那时候心软，哎呀，为什么让个女人哭这样啊？出来祷告好了。
So my heart will always be softened as to how I can allow a woman to cry, so I will always come out and pray with her.
那其实是小事啊，现在想起来很小事。
So whenever I think back, those are all such minor details.
你还想我们生活背景可能不一样。小时候那个满口袋的龙眼纸啊，为龙眼纸吵架打架。
So in the past, perhaps
龙眼啊，吃龙眼不是吗？有那个纸吗？
So we have different backgrounds. When I was growing up, my pocket used to be full of some kind of Logan fruit seeds.
城市的人是玩弹珠，我们哪里有钱买弹珠啊？
只好
玩龙眼纸，真的。
They play with marbles.
为龙眼纸，真的打架啊，小心。
So the kids in the city they play with marbles, and we have no money to play with marbles, so we play with these kind of Logan seeds, and we fight over them.
现在拿龙眼纸给你，你怎么样
？So now if I hand you a handful of seeds,
你不 真的那时候满带龙眼纸啊，但是也不敢带回去，带回去会妈妈一定修理的，因为你带龙眼纸口袋脏，衣服脏，还没回去之前藏起来。
So I always remember.
那一出去，满带都龙眼纸，谁比较多谁就。
So we used to hide them before going home because we were getting trouble. But going out, we'll have two pockets full of seeds to see who has more seeds.
所以迷惑，我们在日常生活。我讲到这个，我是讲到自己啊，会迷惑的。
So now speaking on my own term, we know that there are times when we will deceive ourselves.
你是在迷惑的时候，你自己以为很有理，很厉害。
And in times of deception, you will feel that you are the most reasonable and right person.
你也以为很公义。
And you feel you are very upright.
但是我自己体验了。
And I myself have experienced this.
事后你一看，哎呀，好笑。
And only after you've gone through it, looking back, you think that it's a very funny event.
但是这也是一个成长过程啊。
But we all know that it's also a learning process.
所以，现在有时候，当然，好，来，我们继续看。有时候小孩跟妈说：“啊，妈妈，你怎么那个不注意那个饭吃坏了，东西坏。”
So there are times where the child will say to the mother, "Mother, how come you do not pay attention that the foods have already spoiled?"
跟小孩说：“哎，你不要骂我，妈妈所有的错都是因为我让她错的。”
So I
妈妈如果错就是我错。
So I tell my children, "Never blame your mother, for if the mother is ever at fault, it is always my fault."
要不是我错，就是怎么样，我使她错。
So if it is not my fault, it is my fault to cause her to be at fault.
当然大家又笑起来了。
So that will bring everyone into laughter.
世界没有那么可怕的。
So we know the world is not as dreadful as we think.
好，这个关的目的是什么？不要迷惑。
But the purpose for the serpent to be locked up is so it will deceive no more.
但是这里迷惑不是像我刚讲那个迷惑啊，那个是小 case。
But this deception is not like the ones I have just mentioned.
这是迷惑什么样？列国。
And this deception is toward the entire nations.
所以，关他一千年的目的，在这里讲到的是不再迷惑列国，可见这个非常的 essential， 很最基础的就是这个。
So we can see the sole purpose to be locked up for 1,000 years, so it will not deceive anymore.
这里。那我们再看哦，跳过去哈，我们来看最后。
So let us jump to the very end.
我们看第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
这是一个框框哈，如果一个架构的话，一个 frame。
So if you make it into the structure, we can say this verse is a frame.
第三节这边把它放下去。
And in verse 3, he was thrown down, cast down into the abyss.
哦。然后呢？这多久呢？一千年。
How long has it been? It's been 1,000 years.
好，一千年满了，他就要出来。
And when 1,000 years is up, Satan will once again be released.
好，那把它放进去，目的是什么呢？不再迷惑列国。
And the purpose to be thrown down into the abyss is to deceive the nations no more.
在这个叙述的里面，这好像一个 frame。框住了这整个的一千年
so within,
好像一个 picture 一样
So within all these descriptions we can see it's as a frame that has encircled or that has framed up this 1,000 years
好他出来了
And now Satan has been released
出来做什么
So what will it do once it's out
你看哦他下去的那个什么下去的地方是对不起啊，这是德文呐、啊，这个很，我有时候都不小心。我到这里来，如果讲英文有点害怕。
So I was afraid to come here to speak English.
啊，不是，但是我去非洲就不一样哎。
But it's very different when I go to Africa.
为什么？
Why is that?
我去那边很 free.
I'm very free when I go there.
但是我很不好意思。
But I'm also very embarrassed.
我如果讲错，有时候这个字词讲成德文，他们就说：“哎呀，你英文好好。”他们听不懂。我跟他说我英文很烂，他们不相信了、啊。哇，这实在是很不骗你的。我跟他说我英文很烂，我你们要自己要。我跟神学生你讲，我如果讲错、拼音错，你们要自己改。我没有办法、啊，但他们绝对不会相信说你英文烂。啊，这是很大的问题啊！我一再强调，他是人最悲哀就是这样。他认为你很好，其实你不好啊！这个实在是，他们总想的你一定要很好，并且也一定好。那你讲错了，他以为他自己不好，他英文程度不好，听不懂啊！实在是有够悲哀哦！我不会很高兴，我感觉自己很悲哀。为什么这样子？怎么拼呢 ？OK， T T， 其实英文跟德文有的是很相像，他们是同一个语系的嘛。
So you know many times German and English is very similar.
Anglo-Saxon 也是 German 的一支，所以很多古英文跟德文很像。
So you know many of the ancient English is very similar to German.
好，这是不一样的翻译了哈。
So just a different interpretation.
放到这里进去了。
So the Satan was thrown down into the abyss.
一千年结束了。
And a thousand years have concluded.
圣经写他从哪里出来
？And the Bible records where was he released from? Prison.
啊
？Prison.
他是不是从那个 abyss 出来？那个描写的文字不一样。
So the word describing it is very different.
偷看一下，再不会写错。
Prison.
没有。
Prison.
P-R-I-S-O-N 嘛，对不对 ？P-R-I-S-O-N 嘛，对不对
？S-O-N.
他从 prison 出来。
So Satan was released from the prison.
当然，在解释上面，如果把它当一致的话
，So translation wise, if you compare the two words,
那就是 abyss 就是 prison.
So you can equate that abyss refers to prison.
那你也可以不用这样解释，你也可以加一些东西进去。
But without that kind of interpretation, you can also add new meanings
to it. 除非是这样
，and unless it is this way.
在美国。因为我也是曾经哇开了两个小时，那在往不是往那里去有一个监狱哈，在很荒凉的地方。
So before in the United States, I've driven 2 hours to visit a prison.
美国是进监狱先大牢。
So once you go into the prison, you're in prison into.
他们说大牢。啊，经过几个月之后再分到小牢。
And you will be in a big cell, and only after a few months you will be divided into your individual cells.
除非是换监狱。
And unless you are being transported into a different prison.
如果没有的话，就 abyss 就等于什么呀 ？prison.
And otherwise, abyss refers to the prison.
啊，所以把它丢到无底坑了。
So Satan was thrown into the abyss.
那这个无底坑就是监牢。
And this abyss refers to the prison.
那这个监牢在哪里
？And where is this prison？
那这个监牢，我们看十八章。
So let us read chapter 18.
第一节到第三节。
And verse 1 to verse 3. And verse 1. After this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had great authority, and the earth was illuminated by his splendor. Verse 2. With a mighty voice, he shouted, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great."She has become a home for the demons and a haunt for every evil spirit, a haunt for every unclean and detestable bird. Verse 3, for all the nations have drunk the maddening wine of her adulteries. The kings of earth committed adulteries with her, and the merchants of the earth grew rich from her excessive luxuries.
好，第二节这边怎么说呢？巴比伦它成为什么？那个
for the demons.
这边把它换成什么样 ？Haunt of AV demons 啊，这 haunt 那个 AAA 是
haunt
haunt 是什么
？Haunt 血槽。
有没有其他的翻译呢？ Prison 哈 ，New King James 是对的，在希腊文里面是同一个字了。
So、
很对不起，我不常常不愿意讲什么希腊文什么文，但是在这个时候不讲的话也不行啊，因为翻译太多了。翻译是这样，翻译是第一手的所谓的诠释，读的人就把它用他的想法就把它诠释出来，但是最好你回到原来的看它。如果是同一个字，一般如果这个规则不能守的话，那就很难。就是说，同一个字在同一个 unit 里面应该有同一个意思，叫做同一力了。如果你不遵守同一力的话，那就怎么样？就没有办法谈了，就 free 了。就我意思说也不用再谈了，因为谈了没有什么意思了。
So we know there are many interpretations of the Bible, so what we all must always do is to go back to the original text, the original meaning, to find the root of the word.
那我们教会从前辈就比较注意这个。
And we know in the early generations of our church, we place more emphasis on this.
我记得杨长老在讲那个马太福音十三章那个鸟的时候。
And remember Elder John when he spoke of the bird recorded in Matthew chapter 13.
但他没有说什么同一力或是什么力了。
Of course, he did not use this that principle.
他说，第一个撒种比喻那个鸟，如果是恶者的话，那个什么，芥菜种的那个比喻，因为是同一个 unit 里面，也要是同样的意思，你不能这里这样啊，那里那样。
He has said if the bird, the first bird appearing in the parable of the sower refers to Satan, then the bird which appeared in the parable of the mustard seed, should also refer to Satan because they belong to the same unit.
啊，当然，在同一里面是大的可以用到小的，但是小的不可以用到大的。
So we know within this principle, the larger scale can apply to the smaller scale, but the small scale can never be applied to the larger scale.
加州是美国。
We know California is a part of the United States.
但是美国不是加州。
But we know the United States is not California.
像我们昨天讲的，迦南地是应许地。
Just as yesterday, I shared with you the land of Canaan is a promised land.
但是应许地不等于迦南地。
But the promised land does not equal to the land of Canaan.
因为这是不，一个是大，一个是小。
And because one is a bigger and the other is a smaller.
这是应许地。
So the bigger is the promised land.
应许地如果包括三个，其实如果包括这里有三十个地方。
So within the promised land, that might include 30 different locations.
那其实迦南地只是其中的一个地方。
And in fact, the land of Canaan is simply one of the.Promised lands or the locations.
从上到下可以，从下到上不可以。
So you can apply it from the top to the bottom, but you cannot go the other way around.
我们也很知道嘛，我太太是女人，女人不是我太太，说到女人叫太太，那就完蛋。
So I also know that.
这个会大家知道了。
So we all know this this theory that my wife is a woman, but not all women are my wife.
好，那所以这 prison 是哪里
？So where exactly is this prison?
在十八章一到三节就是大巴比伦。
So in chapter 18, verse 1 to 3, it is the Great Babylon.
那在整个的启示录里面，这其实阿比斯就是什么大巴比伦。
So within the whole Bible, within the whole book of Revelation, in fact, this abyss refers to Great Babylon.
你如果可以查一下，这阿比斯不是地狱哦，也不是以后那个硫磺火湖，不是。
So if you study, this abyss does not refer to hell or this lake of fire.
这是不一样的 term, 不一样。你看它里面的那个定义，或是里面的 context 是不一样的地方。
So if you study the word, they have a totally different meaning and content.
其实那个地狱在这里面的 Hades 也不是那个最后人那个世界末了之后的硫磺火湖，也不是。
And in fact, this hell is also not.The lake of fire mentioned, in the end.
这个很简单，我们来看一下二十章的十四节。
And Let us read chapter 20, verse 14.
你看完这节你 就知道了。
After reading this, you have a clear understanding.
这边说死亡跟阴间也被扔在火湖里。
Here says death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire.
那所以那个最后的火湖里应该是最大。
So this lake of fire is the greatest punishment.
不是最大的。
The greatest.
应该是不然那个死亡跟什么阴间放不下去啊。
Or else you cannot,
这是用人的头来想的。
You cannot possibly have both death and Hades within this lake.
最后全部倒到那个火湖硫磺火湖里面去了。
Even death and Hades were thrown into this lake of fire.
所以这是第二次的事。所以这个火湖应该容得下死亡，还要容得下阴间。
So this is the second death, and this lake of fire will be able to include this death and Hades.
我刚讲完这个，其实你也可以马上发现，人的话语总是在时空思考之下。我刚讲那个，其实在灵里面是不通的。
So you can realize that.
我也是想到一个空间。
So,
对不对？所以我也是错的了。其实是，如果你要讲说错，也是错。
So you can realize and say that what I've just said is wrong because it does not make sense in the spiritual realm because it only makes sense to me under our limited space and time.
因为神的时空，我们说时空之上，或是没有也不能讲没有时空。人总是在时空之下思考，没办法，这个跳不出去。
We know that man, we always think under space and time because we can never think above it.
一讲就在掉到时空里面。
And every time we speak, we fall under this restriction of space and time.
所以我刚讲那个什么死亡，也就是说火湖也容得下，这些都是在时空思考的。你在我的头脑里面也是个好大好大，那就行了，像画这个图也一样的。
So when I just spoke of this lake of fire to me, I imagine it as a great lake of fire, but we never know, it may just be a small point.
好，那这一千年，这个撒旦在哪里？
So within 1,000 years, where exactly is Satan?
如果刚刚我们讲的，如果这个是等于这个的话，那就在大巴比伦。
So from what we have just read, if abyss equates to prison, then Satan was in the great Babylon.
他在大巴比伦里面就一件事情，就是这里讲的一件事情不能做，就是什么？迷惑列国。
Within the great Babylon, there's only one thing that he was refrained from doing, and that was to deceive the nations.
那迷惑列国是什么样的动作，还有什么样的结果呢？
So what kind of deeds did he do, and what kind of consequences he had for deceiving the nations?
那我们第七节继续来念。
So let us read chapter verse 7.
以前是不得迷惑。
And before he could not deceive the nations.
那放出来唯一不可以做的事情，提到不可以做，你也可以说可能还有其他的，但没写嘛。那现在放出来，他做什么事呢？
So after he is released from this prison, what did he go about doing?
第八节叫出来迷惑地上四方的列国。
He will go out and deceive the nations in the four corners of the earth.
好，所以现在不得迷惑，现在怎么样？可以迷惑了哈，他就出来，当然就是来迷惑四方的列国。
So from not being able to deceive the nations, after being released, he comes out to deceive nations in the four corners of the earth.
哦，迷惑了。那迷惑这里的信息比这里多一点。
So we can see the second deception is, it has more message to the first.
这里只是讲列国，这里多一个四方。
So in the beginning, it merely mentions the nations.
在比较上面哈。
And second, it mentions nations in the four corners of the earth.
那接下来就是什么呢？
And following it says,
哥格和马各。
And Gog and Magog.
所以现在是四方列国，但他用两个词，两个特定的词来描写这四方列国。
So though it uses four corners of the earth, it uses two terms, or two names to describe these four corners of the earth.
所以这两个把它合起来的话，
So if you combine these two,
哥格马各应该在描写它的本质。
So Gog and Magog, they describe the essence to this.
四方列国是讲它的位置。
And the four corners of the earth describes its location.
所以这样哥格马各就不是指着特定的 那个哥哥马哥，而是说有哥哥马哥这样特征的，全世界都会存在的这样的哥哥马哥。
So Gog and Magog does not refer to the set destination, rather it is the essence of these two cities that will be found throughout the four corners of the earth.
因为你一定现在要把这两个描述放在一起啊，来想嘛，哈。
Because now you have to combine or unite the description of these cities together.
所以哥哥马哥就不是历史上以西结书所讲的那个哥哥马哥啦。
So here the Gog and Magog
在一个地方。洛杉矶的这里是 LA 的 Cerritos 是特定的这个地方嘛。
So we can say that Cerritos is a set point within the city of Los Angeles.
Cerritos 不可能是四方列国。
But we can say Cerritos is
一个小地方。
It's impossible for Cerritos to be the four corners of the earth.
好，那叫他们呢聚集征战。
So now they were gathered for battle.
哥哥马哥在以西结书里面是讲敌对神的一个势力。
So in the book of Ezekiel, Gog and Magog were used to describe a force which opposes God.
那地点当然就是现在的俄罗斯。
And Gog and Magog in today's location term is Russia.
嗯，莫斯科吧。
Moscow.
但是如果现在不以我自己来解释的话，你不要把它落到特定的一个地点里面。
So from my own interpretation, we should not try to set it at a certain point or spot.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为等一下你看到天上的耶路撒冷下来了，耶路撒冷不要想到现在耶路撒冷，而是这一处教会。
Because、
所以以属灵的那个本质来解释，就是说这两个国地方所代表的是敌对神的。
Because in the end, you will see the descending of the New Jerusalem, and we should not think this Jerusalem refers to the physical Jerusalem. So in the sense, it's a spiritual sense.
敌对神的从哪里来？是四方列国。
So those in opposition to God comes from the four corners of the earth.
他们聚集战争哦。
So they gather for battle.
他人数多到海边的沙。
And the numbers there are like the sands on the seashore.
在启示录里面有两个国度。
So within the Revelation, there are two kingdoms.
一个就是神的国度。
And one is the kingdom of God.
一个是另外一个那个兽的国。
The second is the kingdom of the beast.
你又可以看到神的国在建立，你也看到那个启示录里面兽的国怎么慢慢建立。
You see the building of the kingdom of God. Likewise, you also see the gradual building of the kingdom of the beast.
第八节。
And verse 8.
他们人多到好像神国，神应许亚伯罕那个什么人多到像海沙一样。
For their number is almost as great as the descendants of Abraham, which are like the sands on the seashore.
第九节。
Verse 9.
他们上来遍满了全地。
And they march across the breadth of the earth.
像福音一样，福音到最后要传到地极。
And just as the gospel which will be preached to the end of the earth.
要传到世界的四方，他们老早已经是遍满全地了。
And they shall be preached to the four corners of the earth, but here we can see they too have marched across the breadth of the
earth. 他们来征战。
And now they are here for battle.
跟谁征战？
And who are they to battle with?
他们这些人呢，就围住圣徒的营和门爱的城。
And these people came to surround the camp of God's people, the city he loves.
好，那现在接下来就要再来看这两个地方是哪里。
So following this, we have to see where these two places are.
圣徒的营。
So first is the camp of God's people.
是 God's people.
嗯哼。
他那边是写什么？
Camp of the saints.
The saints 应该 saint 比较好。
Or the camp of the saints.
Saints 就是圣徒、圣人、圣者。那谁是圣的呢？
So who are the saints?
我们都知道嘛，在座的。
So we know each one of us sitting here are the saints.
圣人在哪里？
And where are the saints?
对不对？上了。
Do you know?
你是不是圣人？
Are you a saint?
你是不是圣人？
Are you a saint?
Are you a saint? 你怎么考虑这么久？
So how come you're hesitating so long?
你也不动。你是不是圣？
Are you a saint?
不是啊，还是有人摇头，但是你都不动，就是。
Some have shaken their heads, but you have not moved.
推个眼镜啊，考虑对。因为我们在这个社会，因为这个 sense 的用法跟圣经用法不一样。
Because we know in the society, the way we describe or interpret saint is different from the biblical term.
我们从小不是说我们啦，至少我就是至圣先师，只有真正的至圣，只有孔子。
From whenever I was young, the only saint I knew of was Confucius.
你想到圣就是先孔子再孟子嘛，他说亚圣啦。
So whenever you think of a saint, the first person who pops out is Confucius.
那其后来有什么圣，那就另外的了。荀子啊，或是我不知道哈。那如果你是在西方受那个天主教的影响，就是罗马大公教的影响的话， yeah. 你想到 saints 就会想什么圣安娜海嘛，圣安娜啦，圣什么 Gabriel 啦，圣这还圣什么 San Jose 啦。
So if you come from the West and under the influence of Catholicism or Roman Catholicism, you automatically think of different kinds of saints.
那你一听到 saint， 要不是像孔子一样，就是像那个。圣安娜，或是圣那个。
So whenever you think of this word saint, you either think of Confucius or the Saint Anna.
那圣经 saint 不是一样。
But we know the biblical term saint is different.
圣经的 saint 吵大架。
So the saints of the Bible they engage in great quarrels.
圣经里面 saint 被保罗骂说你们是小孩子，
and the saints,
吃奶的，长不大。
And the saints in the Bible.There were once a rebuke by Paul that they were referred to as infants who cannot grow up and always drink milk.
我们来看，现在看一下那个哥林多前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
第一章第一节第二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1, Paul called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God and our brothers Sosthenes.Verse 2, to the church of God in Corinth, to those who sanctify in Christ Jesus and called to be holy, together with all those everywhere who called on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours.
哥林多前书保罗说他们是圣徒啊。
And here in 1 Corinthians, Paul called them or referred them to saints.
对不对？那这些圣徒，你看后面那个保罗说他们实在是有时候有过差。
And if you read onward, Paul often described them as being not very good.
保罗说你们还是纷争结党，接下来就开始骂了，纷争结党。
And Paul will rebuke them that they have divisions and quarrels within them.
我不把你们当成成人了，你们是小孩子。
And I will not treat you as adults, rather as children.
好，所以圣是为什么成为圣？
So why is it that we today we become sanctified?
如果你继续看的话，是耶稣宝血。
If you read onward, you realize it is because of the blood of Christ.
所以这个圣呢，是你身份上的圣，你被称义成圣。
So the sanctification.
给你的恩典呢。
It's a sanctification in our status where we had been made holy.
没有耶稣宝血，没有圣。
Without the blood of Christ Jesus, there will be no sanctification.
那耶稣宝血就在洗礼的时候你得到的。
And the blood of Lord Jesus Christ is received by us in times of baptism.
也是末世我们昨天讲到第三幅里面那个白衣啊，那衣服要穿得好，不然你那个掉了，你就圣经说你就什么赤身，那个赤身，对，你就光光的了。
As mentioned yesterday, this baptism also refers to the third white linen in the Book of Revelation. If you lose it, then you will lose it all.
所以这就是圣。
So this is sanctification.
好，所以圣徒的营其实就是，用这个来看，就在正义书教，如果讲得很白很白啦，在正义书教里面受洗并且保住白衣的人。
So if you make it very plain, this camp of the saints refer to those in within true to the church who have been baptized and have kept on their white linen.
对，所以这就是圣徒的营啊。
So this is the camp of the saints.
如果你不是圣徒的话，
if today you are not a saint,
说老实话，主耶稣会哭了。
And honestly speaking, our Lord will be shedding tears.
我已经为你流血了。
And for today, I have already shed my blood for
you. 你也接受我的宝血了。
You too have accepted my blood.
我的血能不能让你成圣吗？你一直说你不是圣。
But can my blood not sanctify you?
要不是你不懂，就是你怎么样没有良心。
If today you cannot understand, then it is you who do not have a conscience.
默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen.